Well, Paul wrote this epistle to the Philippians as a sort of a thank you note. And he doesn't have any doctrine to correct as he did with the Galatians, and he didn't have any conduct to correct as he did with the Corinthians. It's just a lovely letter, and the subject is Christian experience. Now, it doesn't mean you and I experience everything here, but it means that we should experience everything is here. And I'm sure when Epaphroditus arrived, Paul says, how are things going up in the church in Philippi? And Epaphroditus said, well, you know, they're going fine. Well, Paul says, you having any problems at all? Well, he said, we've had a little problem. And there were two women in the church that were not speaking to each other. They were having a little problem. Paul didn't get to that till you get to the fourth chapter. And over there, he says, I beseech you, Odius, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, they weren't of the same mind. They had had some problem, some difficulty. I've often wondered what it was. I've thought maybe it could have been like this. Mrs. Euodius, she probably was president of the Missionary Society. And Mrs. Syntyche, she could have been president of the choir. And both of those groups thought that they had the church parlor for Tuesday night. There'd been a little confusion there about the dates. And both groups arrived at the same time. And I want to tell you, Miss Euodius told Miss Syntyche what she thought. And Miss Syntyche had the same kind of thoughts. And they had the same kind of thoughts, but they were in a little different direction, of course. And so these two women were cool to each other. The old Scotch elder was called upon to read the fourth chapter of Philippians one night. He was an uneducated man. His pronunciation was terrible of this verse, but I tell you, his interpretation was great. He read it like this. I beseech Odius, and I beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, friends, in a church, when you have one that is Syntyche and one that is Odius, and they, you know, rub one against the other, sparks are going to fly. And that's what apparently happened here. Now, it wasn't serious. Paul says, I just beseech them that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, that apparently was the only thing. And then later on in that chapter, Paul thanks them for their gift. But what he writes about is Christian experience. Now, here in chapter 1, you have the philosophy of Christian experience or Christian living. I like that better. You have the philosophy for Christian living. Then in chapter 2, you have the pattern for Christian living. And in chapter 3, you have the prize for Christian living. And in chapter 4, you have the power for Christian living. So that you have before us now a very wonderful epistle, and it is one of the prison epistles carried back by Epaphroditus to the church in Philippi. Now, I want us to just get our foot in the door here today. And chapter 1, we have the philosophy for Christian living. And you have here in the first two verses the introduction to the epistle. And then for verses 3 to 11, you have Paul's tender feeling for the Philippians. There's nothing quite like it. Now, you find Paul having a real concern and love for the other churches, but nothing like this. And then in verses 12 to 20, you have bonds and afflictions further the gospel. And then verses 21 to 30, in life or death. This is a wonderful epistle. Now, we're not up there seated in the heavenlies as we were in Ephesians when we began. We're just going to get right down here where the rubber meets the road. It's going to start right off, right down here with the nitty-gritty, where we live today. And this is good for your neighborhood and my neighborhood, your church and my church